Good morning, Charlottesville. I'm Michael Guthrie, and you're listening to Real Estate Matters on News Radio 1070 WINA. Hopefully, a number of you are listening live as well by going to WINA.com and clicking on Listen Live. And as I always try to remind you, if you find this show informative, you hear some things that friends, neighbors, countrymen would be interested in hearing about, you can always, early next week, Monday or Tuesday, go to WINA.com, click on podcasts, go to Real Estate Matters, and then you'll find an archive of all of our the different shows that we've done over the last several months. And we're moving quickly toward 2 years of being on the air, which is really, really amazing to me. Started in May of 2010, and here we are in February. Almost 2 years later, and folks had told me that that at some point in time I would run out of information and I'd wonder, what am I going to do on a particular show? And quite honestly, that just really hasn't happened. Again, the reason I've named the show Real Estate Matters is I think that there's so many different aspects of our lives that real estate has some impact on, and because of that, I'm able to bring a lot of different folks onto the show, whether it be other realtors in the marketplace, leaders in our industry, nationally or locally, or even in the past couple of weeks. We had Duck Medic on last week talking about indoor air quality. A couple of weeks before that, we had the Local Energy Alliance program on talking about energy efficiency. And folks, you know, those things are important, not only is for you as a homeowner and as a consumer, but also for the real estate professional. I'm going to be talking today just about what's going on in the market and why there's some glimmers of hope, but at the same time, why there are things that seem to continue to drag our marketplace down. But I think one of the things that's really, really important, if you are a real estate professional listening to the show, whether you're a realtor, a lender, a title company, or an attorney, I just think more and more it is so important that we are in a position to educate the public as to what's happening as it relates to real estate or as it relates to housing. And that's why having Duck Medic on and having Leap on is important, one, for you to understand about your house and making sure your house is as healthy as it can be, but also for the real estate professionals that listen. Our job is to become knowledgeable to the point that we can be a resource and provide the information that folks need to make an educated decision, whether they're thinking about buying or selling or renting or leasing. And I'm hoping that today's show will certainly fall right into that category. I want to talk about a number of different things because I'm afraid I'm not going to get to everything. I ran across something in the Commonwealth Magazine this week, which is a magazine that the Virginia Association of Realtors puts out on a regular basis. And a friend of mine from up in Northern Virginia who's a real estate attorney wrote a little article about tips to a smoother settlement. And I wanted to run through these because I'm not sure I'll get to it later. For you all out there who are in the process of thinking about buying, or maybe you've even bought a house and you're waiting to go to settlement, here are some things just if you haven't been told that you really should know so that you can make the settlement process as smooth as possible. And the first one, which a lot of people forget, is when you buy a house and you're going to settlement, obviously the lender is going to provide you a loan in case you're lucky enough to be able to pay all cash. And so that mortgage amount is going to come into the attorney's office or the title company's office that that you're working with. And that'll come in as wired funds or whatever the case may be. But you're going to have a down payment, and you're going to have some closing costs that you're going to need to pay. And just in case you don't know, you really want to make sure that you bring that money in as a money order or certified funds because the attorney or the title company needs to know that that money is real money. And so call a couple days in advance, get the actual number. It may be off a few dollars here or there. What will happen is you bring that certified check in. And if you're a little bit over, a little bit under, they'll take a personal check or they'll give you a check. But again, the lion's share of that money needs to come in certified funds. Second thing, remember, if you're a seller, that you've agreed to have your house in what's called broom clean condition. That means everything's out. You're not leaving little things behind because you think the buyer would be interested in having them. Everything needs to be out of the house, and you need to do a good job of tidying up as best as you can. But purchasers understand it. That doesn't mean that you're not going to want to maybe have somebody come in and professionally clean the house when you come in, just to have it in the best shape possible before you put your furniture in, because we all know that once the furniture's in, some places never get cleaned again until we decide to sell the house. The next thing, the third thing is make sure you understand exactly when you are going to be getting that house. And the bottom line to that is, when are you going to actually get the keys? Depending on the situation, you may get the keys at settlement, or it may be a couple more days later where the attorney wants to make sure that that deed gets recorded in the courthouse before they hand you the keys and you actually become the owner of that property. And another just reminder for you sellers out there that when you sell your house on a Friday, if it doesn't go to record in the courthouse till Monday, you legally still are involved in that property. So do not, I repeat, do not cancel your hazard insurance policy until you know for sure that that property has been recorded into the courthouse, because you don't want some crazy thing to happen in those two or three days and you still be the owner of record. And you have an issue where you have to go to the insurance company and they tell you, you canceled that. So remember that. The fourth thing, utilities. I can tell you how many times either the seller turns the utilities off too soon, or the buyer thinks that the seller is the one who's going to do the utilities, and therefore they get in the house and the first night they're there enjoying it and the power goes off. Sellers, remember that it's your responsibility to have those utilities on through the inspections. And that means through the pre-settlement inspection prior to settlement. Buyers, your responsibility is to have the utilities on once you've gone to settlement. So you need to make sure that that is finally tuned. And you can do that through the listing agent and the buyer's agent. But just remember and find out what your responsibilities are as far as the utilities. And the last thing is, folks, just the whole aspect of when you move in. And the whole aspect of having the property in the condition it needs to be in. And if the buyer's done a home inspection and they've done their stuff and you're in the house and something breaks, faucet starts leaking, toilet starts running, whatever, that wasn't broken at the time that they did the home inspection and the walkthrough, sellers, you're responsible for getting that taken care of. And so, you know, please use common sense there and do what you would do if it was if you were in that situation, and take care of things that weren't broken prior to them doing those inspections, so that you don't get to a place where the purchaser comes to the house and finds that there's some things that are not the way they were when they came through it before. The last thing you want is to have an adversarial situation at settlement. You want the buyers to be happy they bought your house. You want the sellers to be happy that you've sold the house to these folks, and everybody hugs and moves on. And these little things that either you leave some things in that you know, like little shelves or old curtains or whatever, you leave those laying around, or you some things have broken after the fact. Get those things taken care of so that everybody feels really good about the transaction at the end of the day, and it doesn't end with everybody having sort of a bitter taste in their mouth. Those are just some, you know, quick ideas as to how to make your settlement smooth. I hope that's helpful to you. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about, in the second half of the show, just what's going on with the market. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about there seem to be glimmers of hope. There are a lot of different things that are saying that there's pent-up demand. Why is it then the market is not just responding the way it should, with prices, you know, as low as they've been in a long time and interest rates being low? Why is it that folks still aren't ready to pull the trigger and put themselves in a position of running a contract on a house? I think there are a number of things that are happening there. Had the opportunity to be in Richmond this past week for the VAR Legislative Conference. And this was discussed a great deal, not only by Dave Stevens, who's the president of the Mortgage Bankers Association, but Ken Harney, the syndicated columnist, was there. A professor from George Mason was there, and the former president of NAR, the National Association of Realtors, Ron Phipps, was there. And I'm just going to kind of talk about what they shared, give you my ideas, And hopefully it'll give you some ideas as to what's going on and how you can put yourself in a position to take advantage of the market versus allowing the uncertainty of the market to take advantage of you. So we're going to take a break and let INJ Builders and New American Mortgage chat with you a bit about what they do and why they'd love the opportunity to serve you. And after the break, we'll be back with Real Estate Matters on News Radio 1070 WINA. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. Glad to have you with us this morning. Who knows what's going to be happening come this time tomorrow. Hopefully we're going to get some snow. Wintergreen certainly hopes that, that's for sure. But it does sound like it's already been downgraded a little bit, and I'm quite honestly a little disappointed. I think it would have been great to get, you know, 5 to 8 inches and have everybody kind of slow down for a day or two and get things done. I had already thought about maybe even getting my taxes done if I got snowed in, and now it's looking like that may not be the case. But we'll see, and biggest, most important thing is stay warm, stay safe. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about what's really actually happening out in the marketplace. I found an article back on the 9th of February in the USA Today, usatoday.com/money/economy/housing/story 2012-02-11/CNBC housing demand. Anyway, if you go on Facebook and go to Real Estate Matters, you can find this article posted. It's talking about why housing demand defies real estate fundamentals. And I thought it was very interesting to read this and then to be in Richmond this past week for the VAR Legislative Conference and hear people talking about what's actually happening out in the marketplace, what needs to happen to get the real estate market take off in the way that it should. And as you read this article, the first thing it says is that's what, you know, it says anyone with any cash in hand should be buying a house right now. And I've been hearing that now for a few months from investors, from different people. And then it starts and says that's what any real estate agent will tell you, obviously, but that's also what many investors now believe. Unfortunately, the potential home buying public isn't buying it. And what does that mean? I mean, you've got real estate experts, you've got Money Magazine, you're getting Dave Stevens from the Mortgage Bankers Association, Ron Phipps from the National Association of Realtors, all saying that it's a great time to buy. And yet, unfortunately, the potential home buying public isn't buying it. So why is that? And I think the reason is, and I think quite honestly, Dave Stevens put his finger on it as he chatted with realtors at the legislative luncheon on Wednesday the 15th, is that even though all the things are there to make it look like there should be a vibrant market, there's just too much uncertainty out in the marketplace. And you've heard me say that over the last several months, along with the fact that there's too much inventory out there. There are too many houses on the market, so people think, geez, you know, I don't know which one to buy, or geez, I'm going to wait for the next one. The bottom line is there are positives and there are negatives that are out there in today's housing market, which is creating an uncertainty that is causing people to just kind of sit on the sidelines and not quite pull the trigger. When you look at the positives, you look at low interest rates, you look at rising rental rates. We talked about that a week or two ago, and the fact that rental rates are going to go up by 3.5% for the next 3 or 4 years. If you take that and instead pay on a mortgage and hopefully get some equity, pay down the mortgage, there's some real savings there for buying. Affordable home prices. I mean, in some parts of the country, it's 33% less than what it was 7 years ago. For us, it's probably more in the 18 to 20%. But, you know, affordable home prices. And then just improving household balance sheets. So inventory is beginning to shrink. And one of the things that happened this past week is the mortgage services foreclosure settlement happened, which means a number of people are going to be able to hang on to their houses and not put them on the market, therefore creating more of a depressed market in a lot of neighborhoods. Interestingly enough, 49 of the 50, and I'm quite honest, I'm not sure which one's the one, 49 of 50 attorney generals are signing off on this settlement. They think it's a good deal. One, it's going to keep people in their houses. Two, it's going to allow the banks who have foreclosure properties to get them on the market. And so we can get those sold and we can get more to a balanced household balance sheet, a balanced inventory. Those are positives, all positive things. The negatives are unstable employment trends, low consumer confidence, tight lending standards and unresolved policy issues, along with what I've already talked about as it relates to inventory. So what happens? I mean, you got lots of good things going on, and yet you've got these negative things. Well, what happens is uncertainty gets into the mix. People just aren't sure that this is the right time. They haven't had the question answered and have the confidence to believe that things are getting better. It's a huge decision to buy a house. Whether you're a first-time buyer or somebody moving up, it's a big decision. I've bought and sold several houses myself, and there's always been a time 3 or 4 days later that I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, oh my gosh, what have I done? And in every situation, it's been a good move long-term, one that I was happy with and pleased that I did it. But nonetheless, it's a big decision, and it's one that you do not want to make a mistake. And so when you deal with uncertainties, it's much, much easier to just wonder, am I making a mistake? Should I wait? And I think we're seeing in the marketplace right now, there's a lot of activity in our marketplace right now. There's a lot of people out looking at properties. There's open houses have a lot of folks in it. But people aren't actually putting things on paper. There was a report that came out from the University of Michigan in the last little bit. And it says, despite high unemployment, slow economic growth, and problems plaguing the economy, about 80% of American households believe that now is a good time to buy a house. So if they believe that it is, what can we do to make sure that they feel good about that happening? And the first thing that we can do is we can get regulation balanced. There is just too much going on right now with the government as it relates to do we continue with the government backing mortgage-backed securities, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, what are called GSAs. There's a lot of back and forth as to what's going on there. Whether you like it or not, it's really, really important that lenders can provide a good 30-year fixed mortgage. And the best way to do that is through these mortgage-backed securities. If we leave it up to private financing, interest rates are going to go up, and the cost of getting a loan is going to be much more significant. The other thing that we want to fight against is higher down payments. Government's looking at making folks have to put more down payment down. That's not a good thing as well. So from my standpoint, the key here for you in making a decision is to getting your answers answered properly. And that's where you want to find a professional that can help you, whether it's the lender, the real estate attorney, the realtor, that you look at your situation, find the right mortgage, find the right house, and then move forward with the understanding that it's a long-term decision that you're making. But at the same time, be smart about understanding that some things may be changing. You want to get out there and get a mortgage right now just in case the government does change it, that you need to have 20% down. I don't think that's going to happen, but it is something they're talking about. You want to get into a house and begin to get the advantages of mortgage interest deduction now in case at some point the government tries to take that away. But the bottom line is, do your educating, put yourself in a position where you can be certain that you've made the best decision you can make given the information that you have. I'm sorry that our time's up. I enjoy so much being with you all. Have a great weekend, and go Hoos.